This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One way to keep track of what's going on in this economy is to measure things over time, right? Yes, statistics, of course, but also how people are reacting to what's going on. Last time there was a shutdown, in 2013, we found a woman who runs a steel company, some of whose business is in government contracts. We got her on the phone, and we got, believe you me, the straight scoop. So we have talked to Lisa Goldenberg plenty of times since. She is the president of the Delaware Steel Company of Pennsylvania, and we have called her up once again. Lisa, good to talk to you.
Great to be with you.
We always say on Marketplace, you know, businesses hate uncertainty. And here we have maybe the apex of economic uncertainty. What's that doing to you?
Well, I think as the last time you and I spoke, I said we're kind of getting used to uncertainty, and the old adages of business hates uncertainty is getting redefined. What's uncertainty? Oh, we have a government shutdown. Yawn, yawn. Here we go again. We're tolerating uncertainty a lot more, which is healthy in many ways, right? But it's kind of a new normal.
What when you talk to your subcontractors or your suppliers, what are the conversations like?
Well, I think that what we've learned is that it's going to get fixed a lot quicker. I think when you and I first became friends so many years ago and we were dealing with a major shutdown, that it really felt like a long black hole, that how are we going to come up with resolution? It's going to go on for forever, which scared contractors to death. And now we're in a different position. The economy's really rolling along at a much better level. I wouldn't say it's robust, but it's certainly growing. And the government in power has a majority, so they're going to figure it out regardless of the dearth of leadership that causes them to continuously walk away from the table.
Yeah, but wait a second. We're going to do this whole dance all over again now on February the 8th. That seems bananas.
Of course. I think it's a waste of time. I think it's a lack of leadership. It's a lack of focus. Something has to change. Someone has to rise to a leadership role that says, hey, guys, we got to sit at a table long enough for everyone to get along. Stop picking up your toys and leaving the sandbox.
Do you believe that's going to happen?
No. That's the problem. I think that at a certain point, a group of people are going to look at each other and say, we don't hate each other. We, in many ways, agree on more than we disagree. That's just not the party line.
Let me ask you the macroeconomic question here, just on something you talked about a minute ago. Things are feeling pretty good to you in this economy.
Absolutely. You know, from the beginning, what did I tell you? Steel loves Trump, and they're gaga for this environment. Even though old adages like business hates uncertainty, the market hates uncertainty, those adages are proving untrue. And I think we need to redefine uncertainty, because while it feels uncertain when we have shutdowns and two-week extensions and lack of leadership, the market's bumping along like no problem.
But I don't even know what to say, because redefining uncertainty seems I don't even know.
Well, what do we think uncertainty is? The bar's been raised, Kai. Are we talking about, God forbid, you know, nuclear war?
Right.
Are we going to call that uncertainty? Are we going to talk about when the market is going to crash, because what goes up has to come down? The bar's been pushed way out.
So we've normalized stuff now, right? And we're like,
absolutely.
No, right.
New normal. You have a government in power that has control of the House and the Senate and can't get along with each other. Well, that's a new normal. That used to be called uncertainty. We don't call that uncertainty anymore. We call that another day in Washington.
Lisa Goldenberg, the president of Delaware Steel of Pennsylvania. Lisa, thanks a lot. We'll talk soon.
Take care.